We continue our learning. We're in Yevamos Paraches, Mishnah Vav. Sris Chama. Sris Chama we spoke about. As opposed to the Sris Adam, the Sris Chama is the one who's the congenital Saris, someone who is sterile from birth. So the Sris Chama is not a Ptsuadaka or Kurshavcha, which are Asr Lava Bakal, which is what a Sris Adam is, where there's some type of injury that took place after birth. So no, this is a Sris Chama, it's congenital. So the Sris is able to marry into the congregation, and therefore a Sris Chama Kohen, says the Mishnah, Shenasa Bas Yisrael Machila B'Truma, therefore she's able to eat Truma, as opposed to a Sris Adam, let's say a Sris Adam, who's not able to love Obakal, so now this woman is living with somebody she's not allowed to live with, so by virtue of his being a Kohen, she's not able to eat Truma, they're living in sin, but the Sris Chama is able, as a Kohen, is able to give the Bas Yisrael, and once they're married, she's able to eat Truma. So again, Sris Chama Kohen Shenasa Bas Yisrael Machila B'Truma. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim Androgynos Kohen Shenasa Bas Yisrael Machila B'Truma. They now are speaking about Androgynos is the one who has both male and female reproductive organs. So according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, they say if you have Androgynos, who is a Kohen, who marries a Bas Yisrael, even she is able to eat Truma. Why? Because they claim, they obviously have they believe that the Androgynos has the status is classified as a male, and therefore the marriage is valid, and if the marriage is valid, so she therefore has the right to eat Truma. Now the Gemara says, and Bartanura quotes here, Vahadar Bey Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yossi then retracted this position. Va'amar bebraisa she'androgynos beria bifnei atzmo. Androgynos is its own creature, not male, not female. V'lo v'chiru chabo chacham. The chachamim were not able to decide im zachar im nekeva. Hilkach eno machil b'tshuma. So therefore, the conclusion is in the Gemara Daf Pei Gimel that Rabbi Yossi retracted this position and therefore holds that androgynos were not sure it's a male or a female, and if therefore an androgynos kohen marries a bas Yisrael, she's not able to eat truma against the psak and the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer tumtum shenikra v'nimsa zachar lo yachalot b'mnei shehu kisaris. So who's the tumtum? So the tumtum is where we, as opposed to the androgynous, where it's an individual with both reproductive organs, both male and female. Tumtum from the word atum means he's literally closed. It's not known whether he's a male or female. So such a person is not able to get married because we don't know his gender. We don't know the person's gender. Nonetheless, let's say there was some type of surgery to remove the outer skin and therefore to expose the organs. And now we recognize, there are male organs. This person is considered a male. So Rabbi Yehuda therefore says, Tumtum Shenikra, literally was torn open. V'nimtza zach, we find that he's a male, lo yachlots. He should not do chalitza. Now, why should not do chalitza? He's a regular male. So the answer is because we assume that the person is considered a Sris Adam. Why Sris Adam? We assume that somehow there was an injury because of the surgery itself to the male reproductive organ, and therefore, such a person, although they may have the status of a zachar regarding certain halachos, the person is disqualified from performing chalitza. Why should that be? Well, he's a saris. Now, what type of saris is such a person? This person, this tumtum who had this surgery would be considered a Sris Adam. Now, why can't he do chalitza? If you remember back, so this was in Mishnah Dalet, this was the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was the one who held that a Sris Adam can't do chalitza. But we pasken like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would say absolutely he can. Why? Because he had a Tshas HaKosher, if you remember. The Sris Adam, at some point, was completely kosher, was completely suitable, completely fit to do Yibam or chalitza. So, although now we can't do Yibum because he's a Sris Adam, that's true, but Chalitza he should do. He had a Shas HaKosher. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you had a Tumtum Shenikra, now that had the surgery, and we find out he's a Zachar, as opposed to the Mishnah here that says Lo Yachlots, that's Rabbi Elazar's opinion, because he's a Sris Adam, according to Rabbi Akiva, that would be the reason why he would be able to do Chalitza, because the Sris Adam is able to do Chalitza. Androgynos, the Mishnah continues, no say avalonisa means an androgynous can marry a woman but cannot be taken in marriage by a man. Since the Avdroganos, we consider a male, at least according to the Tan of this Mishnah, this line, so it's considered a male. His marriage with a woman is considered valid. But he can't be, though, taken in marriage by a man, because living with a man would be sodomy. That would be Mishkav Zachar, and that would be prohibited. And according to this Tana, that would be true even if that bio were done in the natural way using the androgynous female reproductive organ. It still would be a problem. Rabbi Eliezer, that would be considered Mishkav Zachar as well. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer androgynous chayavim. According to living with an androgynos, it's considered Mishkav Zachar and Yechayev Skila, which means Rabbi Eliezer holds the androgynos also considered a male, and therefore another male living with him would be considered a sodomy, considered Mishkav Zachar, like living with another male. Question is, what's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer's comment and what the Tana Kama says? So the difference is whether, let's say, they had Bia through the Derech Zachruso, but Derech Nakvuso, meaning this was done with a female reproductive organs. So then the punishment is not going to be skila, it's not going to be death. That's what Rabbi Eliezer is basically saying. Even though this is not allowed, nonetheless, it would not have the status of Mishkav Zachar, and therefore would not be considered, would not have the punishment of skila. And that's what Rabbi Eliezer means when he says androgynos chayavim alav skila kizachar. Yes, that's only where it's the act is a mishkav zachar act. But if it's not, so then it would not have the punishment of skila. We begin at the ninth parak. This parak is going to give us the halachos of this parak. We basically know, and Tosus makes the following point: derech hatana la'achar shepiresh hilchos hamaseches. The Tana, sometimes the manner of the Tanoim is that after we've already discussed the halachos, chozer v'shone osam b'lashon tzara. Then there's almost like a summary, shukadesh yumisudarim b'yadecha. So they'll be arranged and organized in your hand, literally, ushmurim b'peu v'lev, and you'll be able to hold on to them and guard them with your mouth and your heart. So what we're going to see in the next few Mishnais, we know already, but it's organized into different classifications, different categories. So says the Mishnah like this: Yesh mutaros leva'alehen va'asuros liyivmehen. You have women who, some women who are permitted to their husbands, but forbidden to the yavam. And you have mutaros liyivmehen va'asuros leba'alehen. You have those, some who are permitted to the yavam, but forbidden to the husbands. And then you have a mutaros la'elu v'la'elu. Some are permitted to both the husband and the yavam. Va'asuros la'elu v'la'elu. And you have some who are forbidden to both. And this mission, other missions are going to discuss them a little bit. So let's take the first one. Mutaros li'yibmein va'asuros ma'alim. They're mutter to the yavam. Certain women are permitted to the yavam for yibum. That's what mutaros liyiv mehem mean. But vasrus lebalehen, even though the original marriage with their husband, who is deceased, was forbidden. We'll learn that in Mishnah Beis. But this is coming to teach us that even though it's true, the purpose of the yibum is to what is lahakim shemach, is in order to replace, to substitute for the original marriage with the one who passed away. And this, in this case, the original marriage is not allowed. We'll see that it wasn't allowed, but it was effective. The Kiddushin were tofsin, so I would have thought that Yibam may not be required. So the Mishkiddush of the Mishnah is, according to the Rishonim explain, is for this reason, to teach us that even though the husband who passed away is forbidden to have children from this wife, they shouldn't be living together, the Yavam is nonetheless required to have children. L'hakim Shem Achiv, nonetheless, is supposed to have children and perform the mitzvah of Yibam. Now, when the women we're going to discuss in the Mishnayos are where the husbands or the yavam are only prohibited because of a losase. Take the example of a kohen to a grusha. So that's not, that marriage, kiddushin are tofsin. They're not allowed to live together, but kiddushin would be effective. We're not dealing with arayos here. No case is an erva. We're speaking about an erva. So there, that marriage is not effective at all. So therefore, there's no woman doesn't fall to yibum if the original marriage marriage to the deceased husband was not a marriage at all. So here, so we have the Mishnah lists the following. The Elu Mutaros, this is the first category. The Elu Mutaros Levalein Vasuros Levalein. Here we go. Here the list of women who are mutter to their husbands, and usher to their Yevamos. How so? So it says the Mishnah, Kohen Hedyot Shenasa Esa Almana. You have a Kohen Hedyot who is married to an Almana. So Kohen Hedyot is allowed to marry an Almana. V'yeshlo Ach Kohen Gadol. And he has a brother, though, who's a Kohen Gadol. So you can see this already. Aha. So the Kohen Hedyot, regular Kohen, was allowed to marry the Almana. That's fine. And now, though, he passes away, the Kohen Hedyot, and the Almana falls to the Kohen Gadol. So that's going to be a problem. So Kohen Gadol, we know, can't marry that widow. So the regular Kohen died without any children. The widow falls to the brother Kohen Gadol for Yibum. She's not allowed to marry him. She's a widow. So therefore, this is an example of a woman. We know this is not a chiddush to us. Here is a case where the woman is forbidden to the Yavam. And Yibam is not allowed, but was permitted to her husband. The marriage was allowed, and therefore she does require chalitza. Now you may be thinking, I don't need a case where a Kohen Hedyot married an Almana, and that Almana now fell to the Kohen Gadol. It's automatic. It's self-evident that you have that when you have a Kohen Gadol waiting for Yibum, the Yavama is automatically an Almana. Of course it can't perform Yibum. There's no discussion. The only thing it could possibly do is perform Chalitza. But nonetheless, we give such a case because we want it to parallel other cases in the Mishnah as well. So that's one case, Kohen Hedyot, married Almana, there's an Achuz of Kohen Gadol. That's a case where Mutter to the Baal, but Usta to the Yavam. Kohen Gadol can't perform Yibam on this Almana. What about the following? Cholol Shenasa Kshera. You have a cholol, a male child of a marriage that was forbidden to a Kohen, so we know is a cholol. So you have the child, let's say, of a Kohen and a Gerusha and a divorcee. So this child is a cholol, and therefore he's a non-Kohen, doesn't eat truma, doesn't duchen, the Knesset Kapayim. And therefore, a cholol is allowed, what do you mean? He's shenasa kshera. He married someone who is kosher to him. So he's allowed to marry a grusha. He can go to a funeral. No problem with that as well. Can eat truma, as we said. So he marries a kshera. He marries a woman who he was able to marry. So here the Mishnah says, but he has a brother who's a kosher kohen. So what's the problem? The problem is that when a cholol marries a basis or Yisraelis, a regular woman, so she becomes a cholola through that marriage. He's a cholol, and by marrying her, she becomes a cholola. So, but there's an ach kasher. The cholol had a brother who was a regular kohen, qualified kohen. So let's say, for example, you had a kohen had two wives. One was qualified. One was a divorcee. The son of the first woman is a regular kohen. The son of the second is a cholol. So because they are brothers, they're paternal brothers, same father. So Mr. Vivian was going to apply to them. So now this cholol marries and dies without children. He has almana now with a cholola by virtue of being married to the cholol. And now she falls to this qualified Kohen brother for Yibam. So Yavam, you can't do. He's not allowed to marry her because she is a cholol and he's a regular Kohen. So this is another example of where we have cases where Yesh Mutaros Lebalein. This woman was allowed to marry her Baal, who was a cholol. She was a Yisraelis, regular, but now she can't marry the Yavam because now she became a cholola through her marriage. And the Yavam is a regular Kohen, so therefore they cannot have the mitzvah of Yibam. Then we have another example, Yisrael Shenasa Bas Yisrael V'yeshlo Ach Mamzer. Yisrael marries the Bas Yisrael. Okay, so that's allowed. Husband and wife are legitimate people. Husband dies without children, and now the widow comes for Yibam. The problem is that the brother is a mamzer. So the Mamzer can't marry into the Kohel. And since the Almana, the one who would be waiting for Yibam, is legitimate, she's not a Mamzeres, so the Mamzer can't marry her. So she's an example of a woman who is permitted to her husband, but can't marry the Yavam, because the Yavam is a Mamzer. Mamzer Shenasa Mamzeres, the Mishnah gives another example, V'yeshlo Ach Yisrael. So what about this? Here, a mamzer marries a mamzeres, and that's perfectly okay. Husband dies without children, and the brother, who is a legitimate Yisrael. So now he can't marry mamzeres. So here's an example. The mamzer was allowed to marry the mamzeres. That original marriage was perfectly okay. The problem is now that that husband passes away and without children and falls to a non-mamzer. So the non-mamzer can't marry a mamzeres to perform the mitzvah of Yibum. So the Mishnah concludes, these are all examples of mutaros levalein, permitted to the husbands, vasros leivmein, but cannot live with the yivamos, to the yavam.